All this week, we're talking about breastfeeding. Breastfeeding can have a lot of benefits for babies and mums, and so far this week we've looked at how it can reduce the chances of respiratory and gastrointestinal illnesses in baby, as well as protect against obesity in later life. We've also looked at how it can reduce a mum's chance of getting breast cancer, ovarian cancer and osteoporosis, and how it can help mums get back into pre-pregnancy clothes quicker. But what if you can't breastfeed? Meet Nikki. She gave birth to baby Noah 12 weeks ago.
It's hard in the beginning getting to latch on properly. So I think some babies take to it quite easily, quite readily. Noah has a tendency to not latch on properly on one side and to latch on beautifully on the other, which means it can be quite painful. It's not painful anymore, thank goodness. I think both of us have settled into it. But yeah, in the beginning there, the toe curling sort of... as you sort of have to get through the first few sucks before it settles down.
Not every baby can breastfeed perfectly from the start. It's not always initially this beautiful, comfortable and wonderful experience that many mums speak about, but there is help available in the form of peer support workers, breastfeeding counsellors, breastfeeding clinics, health visitors and midwives, and in most cases, women will find that it's possible for them to still breastfeed if they choose to. But what if you find out that you can't breastfeed as you'd hoped? When Alison had her first child, she took to breastfeeding straight away, but baby Amber didn't gain enough weight as she should. It turned out it was because Alison wasn't producing enough milk.
It was quite distressing, it was upsetting. I did get upset when I first expressed. I didn't have a lot. There just wasn't enough milk being produced to express. She was obviously taking everything that she needed at that particular point, but just not gaining weight. And actually going to see a paediatrician because she wasn't putting on the weight was very stressful. It was our first child. Quite upsetting. I do still feel that I'd failed as a mother for not being able to breastfeed my child. Yeah, definitely. And I know there was something medically wrong with me, but I think you always have that feeling that, I wish I could have done that.
Amber was bottle fed on the advice of the paediatrician and is now a happy and healthy little girl. Alison, meanwhile, had another little boy who's now 6 weeks old. And with the help of medication, Alison is producing more milk and is able to part breastfeed and part formula feed. And he, like Amber, is doing very well. Breastfeeding is definitely worth considering and it does carry a lot of health benefits. But if breastfeeding is creating a stressful situation for mum and baby, or for whatever reason just isn't working, have you failed as a mum? Absolutely not. Sian Taylor chairs the Oxfordshire Breastfeeding Champions Group.
When you have a child, you have to make decisions based on what's best for you at the time. And I think if you've had a go and for whatever reason you felt that it's really not for you, I know that that's something that mums beat themselves up about. But you've tried and you have to weigh up what's right for you and your family at that time. Even if the baby's only ever had one or two feeds, that's still something that only the mum can give the baby. And there will be health benefits for the baby from that.
There is a lot of information and support available for parents in Oxfordshire. To find out more, just go to jackfm.co.uk or search breastfeeding at nhs.uk.